Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.
Not to make you feel bored with the stories of ghosts, vampires or mysterious murders, today the Scottish element will concern one of the noblest potions ever created, Scotch whiskey. Let me skip all the details concerning the production process, since too much chemistry evokes a slight headache. If you want to know the details of this process, then just visit the Museum of Whiskey located in Edinburgh, which will present you the secret of whiskey production in an extremely interesting way, tasting included in the ticket price. But coming back to the point, whiskey is quite a magic potion. At the very beginning, its color is just transparent clear. It looks actually like vodka. But when the years come, it magically absorbs the color from the wood the cask in which it is stored was made of. So after, let's say, 12 or even 25 years, its color may be amber-like. The casks are made by coopers, who need a 4-year-long training to produce such casks. And believe it or not, not a single nail is used in the production of casks. Whiskey acquires its flavor after years, so you can open your cask after 5, 12 or even 25 years. However, remember, once you do it, it will not change either its color or its taste or its flavor. The process stops the moment the cask is opened. And don't get surprised if after 25 years, having opened the cask, you will see some of your whiskey mysteriously disappeared. This is what we call the angel's share. As the specialists say, the angels need to taste it if it's good enough to drink it. However, once the cask is opened, they don't touch it. The truth is, however, that depending on the moistness of the wood, it is either more water or alcohol that simply evaporates. So sorry to say that, but 25-year-old whiskey may have a much richer flavor but less alcohol than, let's say, a 12-year-old whiskey. And what's important, never ever add ice or any other soda into your whiskey. You're gonna kill the flavor. Ice simply dulls it, reduces its temperature too much that somehow freezes the aroma of whiskey. If you really need to do so, only one ice cube is enough. However, surprisingly, you may add a small drop of water, which prevents alcohol from numbing your senses. Of course, it has to be soft, still spring water, since it will only enhance its flavor and aroma. And you know what? Whiskey always tastes best after 5 p.m. So don't worry, it's always 5 p.m. somewhere else in the world.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.